This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll see, I guess. Maybe he gets... Is it Simmons again in this mock, Drew? Just tell
me
now.
It is not.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's not an Ohio State player, though.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down, actually.
I mean, does Ohio State have, like, 15 guys the Chiefs could take in the first two rounds? Because it seems like we've had a lot of Ohio State players.
They did win the national championship. It means they might have had some good players.
Mm-hmm. Had some talent.
They've had some good wide receivers.
I've seen Ibuka, some of the other guys, though.
Even though he's around in that range, actually.
Yeah, he is. He's like late first, mid-second.
This is from Josh Edwards over at CBS Sports. His mock is 7 rounds, but we're only going to do 4 for time's sake.
All right.
Okay.
A name that has come up before that you guys hated, actually, is who he has taking.
Oh, no.
Donovan Jackson, interior offensive lineman from Ohio State, bounced out to play left tackle after Simmons got hurt.
Boom!
The interesting part of this, though, so he mentions the...
Taking a guard at 31. No chance.
He's nuts, whoever this guy is. In his description, he says it is easy to say that signing Jalen Moore to play left tackle and moving Kingsley will work out fine, but that hope is missed. But that hope is misplaced. The Chiefs may experience a slight improvement at left tackle, but they are set to incur a deep decline at left guard in going from Tooney to Suamontae.
They played eight games last year without Tooney at left guard, and they weren't like it wasn't a mess. They went to the Super Bowl.
They definitely are going to downgrade at left guard. We all agree. Joe Tooney's not there. Nobody's arguing that.
He's number one, so it's kind of hard not to
downgrade. In the first round, taking a guard is, after taking essentially a guy that now you hope is a guard in the second round last year, if you take a guard in the first round, he's 100% starting at left guard. So
Simmons at 33 in this draft, Luther Burden at 36. I can't describe how mad I would be if all of those players were available and they went guard.
If they did that, that means they better become more of a running football team. And that's not going to happen. But they better become more of a running football team. They should draft a running back with their second pick after taking this guard. It means that they don't, in my opinion, then what are you doing with the Trey Smith extension at that point in time if you're going to spend another high pick on a guard? Like, all that changes for me.
Yeah.
If you're wondering just what the experts, Lance Zierlein, say about Donovan Jackson, core power, hip flexion, and hand resets to thwart the bull rush, displays above average hit and stick. Mm-hmm. Weakness.
Classic hit and stick. Okay.
Wide protection hands leave his frame wide open. You don't want that, Cody. And quicker defenders can beat him with quick wins. Well, he's playing guard, so that's not as problematic.
I mean, I'm not saying there aren't quick players in the interior. Chris Jones will probably beat most people, but okay.
Projected.
Seems
first,
fine.
Second rounder. And his comp is Wyatt Teller.
Who do they take? I mean, Wyatt Teller's a good player, but who do they take in the second round? Does it take a running back like Gold said and we change the whole plan?
No, sir. We go to the trenches again. Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State. Interior defensive lineman, of course.
Okay. Again, I like interior defensive line, so I don't have any particular issue with that overall.
You jump to the third round. Pick 66. Not wide receiver. Not running back. It is corner.
So they've taken a guard and a corner with 3 of the top 66 picks.
Again, I don't think
this feels like some luxury stuff, man.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if they take a corner in the first 3 picks, based on what Brett Veach said yesterday.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Based on what he said yesterday, I could see this happening.
And who do they take with the final pick in the third round?
RJ Harvey, running back out of UCF. That's in the third round.
I told you three guys. Cody's got three guys now.
I don't want to limit myself to one. There's a lot of good running backs.
And then if you want to jump to the fourth again to go through the fourth round.
They're ranked in appropriate order.
Linebacker Barrett Carter out of Clemson with pick 133 in the fourth round. So they would go guard, defensive tackle, corner.
This is a new mock. This is a new one.
I want you to make me a promise. We got 5 days left of mock draft for Dre. Do not ever give me a mock from this guy ever again. I hate it. I don't know if he's. I'm not calling him an idiot. It's hard to say. Drafts are notoriously hard.
Joshua Farmer, Bink just texted me, said he mocked Joshua Farmer in the second round of the Chiefs as well.
Notoriously, that's the only pick I like, borderline. Notoriously hard.
You don't like the RJ Harvey pick?
No, I'm fine with that in the late fourth.
Joshua Farmer, his story's kind of crazy.
He's taking corners and linebackers and guards with five of their first six picks. I hate it.
The only reason you hate it, I think, is because they take the guard. If they took a corner in the first three rounds, and it was let's say they went edge and then D tackle, then corner, then running back.
It's the aggregate, though.
It's all together. They're ignoring major issues till too late.
It's taking the guard in the first round. For Joshua Farmer in the second round, who Bink also has in the second round. As a second-round talent. Weakness listed as unable to maintain gap integrity, lacks foot quickness, lethargic to shed and tackle in the gaps. Pros for him, gets off the ball into blocks with good pad level, size and strength to muddy the middle. His story is actually kind of sad. You know how we've joked about like the family connection stuff for college?
Yeah, the like collegiate stuff.
This one's really, really sad that they put in here. I guess his father passed away when he was 2 from internal bleeding after stomach surgery. His mother passed away when he was 11 from a brain aneurysm.
Oh, man. So
that's
including this stuff in the draft profile. Like, this is what we... Was it ESPN a year or two ago?
ESPN, man. Yes.
All of a sudden was going through like every...
Mom was a drug addict?
Yeah, it was going through...
That was nuts. That was wild, some of the graphics they were putting up for that stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't even like they were just in the reports. They were
just like talking,
screen.
Like telling someone's mom was a drug addict and stuff. It was crazy.
Lance,
be cool, man.
Stuff on Joshua Farmer, though. Goodness.
Yeah, I'm not against...
Why does it list he has 6 older siblings? What's the relevance of that? Leadership? What are we going for here?
A lot of stuff.
I told you, I don't know what they're doing with some of these profiles.
I get the athletic mention of their parents being athletes.
I have five older siblings. Does that make me better at being a radio host or athlete or something? I'm a terrible athlete.
I don't know.
This is an interesting one, a part of this mock as well. He has Tyler Warren going 22 to the Chargers.
You know I like Warren.
If he's available
22, you said?
If he's available at 21.
The mock draft, you take a guard out of Ohio State to the Chiefs at 31, and it's hard for us to take the rest seriously. That's all.
Where does he have Loveland going? Does he have him going before Warren?
Let's see. If anything, that would follow he actually does. He has Colson Loveland going 14.
Okay, I do retract a previous statement. I do know this guy's an idiot.
Whoa, hang on a second.
What is
you
this
You said that Colson Loveland was as good as Tyler Warren.
You're the one that said that. That is true.
You did say that. I do believe that, but no one thinks he's going ahead of Warren.
But Warren...
Let's use some common sense
here. Hang on a second. You said he's as good as Warren, but if we look at previous mock drafts, the disparity is Warren going about 14 to the Colts and Colson Loveland going about 22 to the Chargers. It's been the same. You're just flipping the players.
I agree with his assessment of who's better than the other. I do not agree with his assessment of who is going ahead of another. Those are different conversations. I actually do agree that Loveland is, I believe he will be just as good as a pro as Ty Warren. I could be disproved on this so quick.
This guy's name is Josh Edwards or Jake Edwards?
Josh Edwards. We've done a mock before.
He's off the board. I don't want any more from Josh Edwards. I don't know what this guy's doing.
But Chris Trapasso is okay still? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we like to support his wife's Etsy business if it's still going okay.
Okay.
Can I get a second mock draft now? I need a palate cleanser. Do you have a second one just handy? Can I get like a Chris Trapasso or something? Give me a palate cleanser? Play the sounder again and give me a new one?
You know what? If you want to, we can go ahead and do that because I have a Trapasso one for you.
Josh Edwards tweeted out right before this mock draft, submitted my 7-round mock draft. You all are going to hate it. Well, he's right.
do you really want me to do another? Because this is Trapasso's
Give me a new one. Give me Chris Trapasso's. New sounder. Palate cleanser.
Trapasso.
Give me our guy Chris Trapasso.
Okay,
you know?
So the part that's gonna be funny about this is his mock draft is a what I would do mock. This is a what I would do mock.
So he's not saying this is what he thinks would happen. Oh boy, this is gonna run into a whole other problem.
I was gonna say this is gonna make it very interesting.
I would do mock.
First things first, he has Ashton Gentry going 20 to the Broncos. Anyways, let's move on to the Chiefs at 31.
Wait, so he would just not... Damn, he's got Jindy down to 20?
I'm just telling you. This
might not be the palate cleanser I was hoping for.
What Trapasso would do, Mock. Okay. Braden Swinson, edge rusher out of LSU, going to the Chiefs at 31.
That's a new name for us.
It is a new name, I believe, for the first round. I think second round he's been mocked before. That was earlier on.
Okay.
Braden Swinson.
Yeah, that is a new name. I like a new name.
I don't think we've discussed Braden on the show before.
Can you give us a scouting report?
B-R-A-D-Y-N. Braden.
He has Tyler Warren.
I mean, anybody named 20, there's probably a lot of Bradens.
Braden Swinson, you wanted a quick... So he is projected to be a round 3 to 4 pick, so I don't understand that.
I was going
to
say, it's a little bit...
That makes no sense.
Based on the mocks, it's a little bit high.
Okay.
Says he, basketball stutter steps, can tilt blocker and open an edge, sheds to tackle with active hands, negatives, ducks head and leads with helmet into contact, hasn't created a cohesive outside rush attack, fatigues in his fist fights against bigger players.
You want to know
this
where
mock, this what I would do mock is wild if you look at the other picks.
What else?
Tyler Warren going 29 to the Commanders.
No chance.
He's got Luther Burden going sixth.
No chance.
He's got Luther Burden going sixth overall.
And I get it. He's doing what he would do.
He's got Ursary going 13th. He's got Josh Simmons going 16th. This pick, this one's crazy.
No, I forgot.
Well, I sure hope that Etsy, I hope his wife's Etsy shop is bringing in big time money for our family, because this is not a good sign.
Because in the prediction game.
I think Trapasso is banned as well, because I saw this on, this was circling the rounds on social media. Do you see who he has selecting 10th, the Bears selecting? Jack Beck, wide receiver from TCU.
What?
So, that being what said...
Was this just trying to get clicks, mock drafts?
I think it was. So, I didn't know that this was his. I didn't know that this was his. This has been a screenshot of the Bears taking back.
Bink just texted me. You want me to read Bink's tweet or text?
Yes,
I just got...
Bink, I'm reading Bink's this. Give me a third one.
Bink, I'm reading this one on air. He won't be mad. He says, Trapasso sucks. He wanted to charge me to come on.
Okay, so from now on, we are banned. Hang on. Going forward,
in fairness, we learned that about Trapasso the last time we tried to book him.
Going forward from now on, even into next year, are we not doing CBS mocks because of Josh Edwards and Chris Trapasso, who are the main two guys that come out with mocks?
I mean, this mock draft is truly just like literally clicking on random names.
It's egregiously bad.
I mean,
did you just like get a dartboard of the top 100 PFF ranked guys and just say,
next Thursday, we're doing a live mock draft on this show. I know that.
He has a mega Google going after Jack Beck. We're done here.
I'm going to need, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying, I might need a third. I might need a third mock draft. I thought that was going to be the palate cleanser. I'm not even getting a.
That's awful.
Let's do one when, if you want to do another one, we'll do one when Rob Collins comes
up. Okay.
If you want.
I'd rather just, like, honestly, like, at this point, we might as well just have a listener give us a mock draft today, you know? That's it.
Like, I mean, if they're going to look like this, I might as well, yeah, just like, if you're a listener and you want your mock draft read, get on a PFF simulator in the next, like, 30 minutes and send it over to Drew.
We did do one.
And social media. Media, and we'll choose that over the current CBS ones we're getting.
Take a screenshot and then DM me or Alex or Cody, and we'll use it.
Why not over in Twitch? Says he'll send one over. Let's just fine. The Twitch mock. Send me over a mock.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.